In this short recording, I'm going to walk you through the process of downloading Windows 10 and creating a USB thumb drive that can be used to boot and install Windows 10. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to bing.com and I'm going to type in download Windows 10 ISO file and search for that. And you'll see the very first link that comes up is Windows 10 ISO Microsoft.com. So I'm going to go ahead and follow that link. And if I scroll down, there is a download tool now button. If you go ahead and click on that download tool now, it will pop up and download the media creation tool for you. Once that's done, you can go ahead and open the folder to view the downloads. And you'll see that it creates a media creation tool. So I'm going to go ahead and copy that into a folder that I'm going to use for this. And you'll see actually I've already downloaded and I've already copied it over here. Now I can just launch that program, the media creation tool. It will pop up a user account control. So I'm going to say yes to accept that. And then it's going to go ahead and launch the program and start getting a few things ready. I have to accept the license agreement, so I'm going to read that thoroughly, of course, and accept. Now, this is a tool directly from Microsoft, so it's not something you have to worry about in terms of getting something attached to your USB thumb drive that you're creating. Now, in this case, I want to create an installation media for another PC. I don't want to upgrade the existing PC, so I'm going to click on that and then click Next. What edition do I want to do? What language? So I have a few different options here. I'm going to do Windows 10 and I'm going to do 64-bit. If I wanted to do both, I would have the media for that as well. So I'm going to do just 64 for now because it's going to be a much smaller image. And then I want to use a USB flash drive. You notice I could also download the ISO file directly to use that for other things. And I'll do another video to show you how to use an ISO file to create the USB for those that prefer to use that. That way, if you have your own media that you've downloaded from MSDN or some other place, you can use that media. So I'm going to go ahead and click Next for USB flash drive. And notice that it sees a flash drive in there, my G drive, and that is the drive that I want to use. Now, I strongly recommend that you remove all of your removable drives except the one that you want to use as you're doing this. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Next, and it's going to go ahead and go through the process of preparing that drive and creating that drive so that it is, has Windows 10 on it. You'll notice that while this is running, you can continue to use your PC. And do other things. So this process will take some time. I'm going to go ahead and fast forward through this recording, and we'll come back once this process is done. Okay, notice that it finished, and my G drive is there. So let's go take a look at it. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Finish. And I'm going to pop over to the E drive. Now, first thing you'll notice is it's got a new name. Before it didn't have a name, now it has ESD-USB. And in fact, I actually had some stuff on this this disk, and it was completely wiped and turned into a Windows 10 boot disk. So one of the other things that I want to kind of give you some insight on is one of the things that I like to do is there's some tools out there like User State Migration Tool. And let me go ahead and bring up a website for that. If we go to let's go just open up another tab, and I'm going to go to aka.ms/usmt5. That's a shortcut to a blog post that I did a couple of days ago where it steps you through step by step of the process for migrating user data from XP or from any other version, from Vista, from Windows 7, Windows 8, whatever, and you can migrate it from the old machine onto the new machine, and this gives you step-by-step instructions. I did also create a video to accompany this, and that video will be published next week. So if you probably by the time you get around to it in the next week or so, I'll have the video linked on this page or embedded on this page as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take the advice of this blog post, and I'm going to copy some additional files that I want to have on here. Now I've got a copy of those files over here. I've got the USMT X64 and the USMT X86, and I'm going to go ahead and copy these over to my disk. So I'm going to paste them in here. Now, that'll take just a few seconds to copy over. The next thing that I want to do is I want to go ahead and take that file, the media creation tool, and I want to put that on my disk as well. So I'm going to copy that over. And now, wherever I take this disk, I can not only boot to Windows 10, but I have the tools that I need to migrate user data, and the tools that I need to do an online upgrade, because I can use this media creation tool to actually do an online upgrade, of an existing machine, which is probably the preferred method, of installing Windows 10. But there are those cases, particularly when you get a new machine, where you want to be able to migrate the data. Or say you've got a machine that's just it's hosed, it's having all kinds of problems, and you got bad drivers, or you got lots of viruses, or something like that, and you want to wipe it and recreate it. This gives you the capability of being able to account for those different scenarios. I hope you've enjoyed this post. I'll be doing another video in the coming days that talks about the more difficult way to do this. If you don't want to download an executable and actually run an executable, there is a way to manually go through this process. I did a similar blog post and video on Windows 8 for doing it. The instructions have changed pretty drastically, so I will update that, produce a new video, and get that information out to you in short order. One more thing that I want to copy over to this drive is the instructions. So I'm going to open up that page in Internet Explorer, and then from Internet Explorer I have a page option, and I can do save as to give me the option of saving it as an HTM. And I want to actually save that as an HTM or HTML file. You could also do a web archive, an MHT file. I'm going to go ahead and just save the HTML, and I'm going to put it on my USB stick. So I'm going to save it right there on the boot. The reason why I want to do that is because even if I don't have internet access, I'll still have an ability to access the instructions. And it looks like there was a problem with that. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to right click. I'm going to copy the URL for that page, and I'm going to go back to the website, and I'm going to go to New, and I'm going to do Shortcut, and in my shortcut, type the location of the item. I'm going to put in the URL for that page, and I'm going to say Next, and I'm going to call this Data Migration Instructions on itproguru.com. Okay, and I'm going to do finish. Now you'll see I have a shortcut to the actual page. I have the actual page, and I'm going to go ahead and launch that. So probably what it had a problem with was maybe some of the images or something, but you'll see that I have so I have some Java and stuff under here. That's that Java that won't come over, but all the static stuff will come over. So I do have full access to all of those instructions, including the images, right there with my USB. So even if I don't have internet access from the machine that I'm doing the migration to, I can still get just about everything done. Now, to use this media to install Windows 10, all I have to do is insert it into a USB drive on a machine, and I can use it to upgrade that machine. Or if I put it in a machine and I want to do a clean install, I can boot that machine from the USB stick. There are cases where you have to tell your system that you want to boot from the USB stick, and so you might have to go into BIOS or go into the UE FI settings to allow it to boot from the USB stick. Sometimes different PCs will use different things to be able to get in there. F2, F12, delete, escape. You can always look at your manufacturer's website, or just do a Bing search on how to enter the BIOS on your computer model, and you'll get instructions for being able to do that. Boot the machine, follow the instructions, and let it rip. Have fun installing Windows 10. I think you'll enjoy the product, and I think this will make it super easy for you to do upgrades to existing machines.